说明.
We have about 45 minutes to explain, to give some answers to the questions.
我先从最后的先, 哈, 那为什么圣经有66卷书?
Why are there only 66 books in the Bible?
那为什么有一些书, 好像, the book of Thomas, the book of Tobit, 不在这个里面?
And what happened to the other books, such as the book of Thomas and the book of Tobit?
这个问题有关于圣经怎么形成的?
This is related to how the Bible came about.
第一本圣经, 圣经是66, 旧约, 39, 新约27卷。
The Bible is composed of 39 books from the Old Testament and 27 of New Testament.
所以圣经其实是66卷小的书合成一本大的书。
So Bible is actually composed of 66 smaller scriptures that's composed, combined into one big book.
那第一卷书大概是公元前1500年前写的。
And the first book was written about 1,500 years before Christ.
那最后一卷书大概是公元100年写的。
And the last book in the Bible was written about 100 years after Christ.
那所以前后圣经写的这个年代大概是1600年。
So from the beginning until the first book until the last book, it went a span of 1600 years.
那作者大概有40几个人。
And the authors comprised of more than 40.
那职业也有君王，有先知，有农夫，有渔夫。
And the professions of these writers ranged from kings and prophets and scribes and fishermen and such.
那到底这个 圣经是怎么形成这一本书?
So after all, how was the Bible composed?
在差不多公元100年的时候,
about 100 years after Christ,
那个时候, 他们的教会, 就召开一个会议,
the church at that time had a conference.
然后有几个标准来做决定,
they had listed out some standards as their as the way to judge.
比方说这个圣经里面有没有预言性。
For example, whether this scroll has any prophecies.
因为这个有预言性，这种不是人写得出来，只有神才有办法。
Because any prophecy did not come from man, it only had to come from God.
然后他考虑这本圣经是不是有权威。
And they also consider whether this scroll had any authority.
就是他的作者是谁。
That is who the writer was.
所以他如果是先知、君王、祭司, 文士写的, 这个就比较有权威性。
So if the writer was a king, a prophet, a priest, or a scribe, then it had more weight as far as authority goes.
然后, 这就考虑到, 这本圣经, 它的真实性。
They also consider the truthfulness of this writing.
所以有几个标准，这样过滤之后，就只剩下66卷。
So after they went through all these standards, the only 66 books were left.
这就是我们现在用的圣经。
And that is what we use today as the Bible.
天主教的圣经就多了很多。
Now the Bible from Catholics has many other books.
那 刚刚我们念的这几本圣经就不包括, 另外还有15本书啊, 就包括在天主教的书。
In fact, they have 15 additional books that we do not have in the regular Bible.
但是在天主教的圣经。
But they use it in the Catholic's Bible.
因为没有通过那几个标准。
Because they did not use the same standards as the other ones.
但是我们相信哦, 神要赐给我们一本神的话，所以在这个过程当中都有神在带领。
We believe that God wants to give us His word, so He had guided throughout the process.
所以为这个连带一个问题，为什么圣经是可信的？
So one related question is that why is the book of Bible is believable?
有几个原因呢？
There are some reasons.
第一个，预言可以实现。
First of all, prophecies are fulfilled.
以赛亚书里面有很多的预言。
In the book of Isaiah alone, there are so many prophecies.
童女要怀孕生子,
the virgin was conceived and bore a son.
救主要死而复活,
the Savior would revive and resurrect.
有一个孩子有四个头衔,
a child would have four titles.
他是全能的神,
He's Almighty God,
永在的父,
Everlasting Father,
和平的君,
Prince of Peace,
奇妙的测试,
Wonderful Counselor.
你人类历史找来找去就只有一个人，就是主耶稣。
If you search throughout human history, there is only one person that fits all four titles, and that is Lord Jesus.
那第二个就是主耶稣引诱, 旧约圣经。
And another is when Jesus always quoted from the Old Testament.
那主耶稣如果用了，就表示旧约圣经是可信的。
If any book was used by Lord Jesus, that means that book was trustworthy.
那第三个就是圣经的一贯性, 没有冲突。
Another is the uniformity of the Bible. There is no conflict.
40几个人, 1700年, 不可能写没有冲突的信。
Among more than 40 writers, and throughout the span of 1700 years, it's impossible to have no conflict.
但是真的没有冲突, 这个就是神的书了。
And because it has no conflict, that's why it came from God.
再来, 我们照着新约圣经去祷告会得胜也。
Also, if we trust in the words of the New Testament and pray, and we receive Holy Spirit.
就是表示这个新约圣经是从神来的。
And that indicates that the New Testament came from God.
再来, 圣经经过这么多年的考验, 经过这么多文化的考验, 这么多学者的考验, 到现在还是最畅销一本书。
And another point is the Bible throughout the test of time, throughout the test of culture, tradition, and after all, it's still the best-selling book. So all these combined tells us that the Bible is trustworthy.
它是神的话, 安定在天, 直到永远。
This is the word of God that's establishing heaven until the end of time.
再来一个就是圣经改变人的力量。
Another point is that the Bible has the power to change man.
最近有一个信徒在提到, 他上网去听190篇的正道。
A member testified that he went online and listened to 190 different sermons.
从3月开始。
Starting March.
190篇的。
190 sermons.
他说他的生命改变了。
He said that his life was transformed.
他开始带慕道者。
He began to bring true seekers.
他从3月到现在带5个慕道者。
From March until now, he already brought 5 true seekers.
然后里面有两个得胜点。
2 of those received Holy Spirit.
他还有几个名单, 他要一个一个去带来教会。
And he actually has a list that he wants to continue to bring them.
那这个正道在讲什么? 就在讲圣经啊。
What did all these sermons talk about? They talk about the Bible.
所以圣经是非常有力量, 要改变人的。
So the Bible is very powerful that can transform one's life.
所以我们就相信说圣经是可信的。
That's why we know that the Bible is trustworthy.
最宝贵的一本书。
It's the most precious book in the world.
因为这叫做真理。
Because it is the truth.
那下面一个问题。
Next question.
如果一个士兵在战场上杀人。
If a soldier is in a war and needs to kill his enemy.
第六条诫命说不可杀人。
We know that the Sixth Commandment says we should not kill.
他是不是犯了罪?
Has he sinned?
首先，这个第六戒不可杀人，这是指着出于个人的仇恨预谋杀人。
First of all, the sixth commandment of thou shalt not kill, that is premeditated murder.
但是有时候国家的命令，这是另外一回事。
But if it is a command from the nation, then this is a very different matter.
第二点。
Second.
我们现在特别在美国，你当。 我们当兵可以选兵种。
We are in America now. If you were to enlist yourself, you have a choice.
你不要去选到那个前面要开枪打人的嘛。
You don't have to put yourself in the front line.
可以选那个不需要打人的。
You can choose positions that does not require to be in the front line and shoot people.
所以我们是有机会会避免。
So you have the opportunity to avoid such a situation.
那第三个就是真的在战争发生的时候,
Third point is that if the war should break out,
如果有人真的要不想杀人，你向神祷告, 神就很奇妙安排让你有一个职位，你不需要开枪。
And if someone truly does not want to face the choice of killing someone, you can pray to God, and God will arrange ways to not put you in that position.
所以这个问题到现在我们教会没有真正的发生过。
So actually, this problem has not really occurred in our church.
凡是愿意行道理，神总是会开一条路给他们走。
Because anyone who's willing to follow the ways of the Lord, God will open a path.
那下面一个问题。
Next, there's another question.
这里说，主耶稣的父亲约瑟到底发生什么事情呢？因为圣经讲到他出生以后就没有再提到他的名字。
The question is, what happened to Joseph, that is Jesus' father or Mary's husband? Because after Jesus' birth, we do not hear his name again.
诸位想想看。
Everybody can think about it.
凡是神觉得我们需要知道的，一定会写在圣经。
If any matter that God wants us to know, He will write it in the Bible.
那如果没有写在圣经，就是我们没有不知道，也不会影响我们的信仰生活。
If it's not written in the Bible, then that means if we don't know, it will not affect our life.
所以约瑟没有写在圣经，所以不知道，也不会影响我们得救。
So even though the name of Joseph was not written anymore, then if we don't know it, it will not really affect our life of faith.
他也不是真的主耶稣的父亲呢。
In fact, Joseph was not Jesus' birth father yet, anyway.
因为玛利亚是从圣灵怀胎的。Because
Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
那因为后来约瑟跟玛利亚结婚，所以看起来他好像是主耶稣的父亲。Because
Mary later married Joseph, of course, it looked as if Joseph was Jesus' father.
所以约瑟跟主耶稣的出生其实是没有关系的。
So, in fact, Joseph has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus.
下面。
The next question.
你先读，我再想。
Is it okay to do magic, not sorcery, but just like a magic show for believers?
这个是什么？Magic是什么？变魔术啊？魔术，魔术。可以不可以？
Is it okay? What do you think?
可以还是不可以？
Is it allowable or no?
有时候这是娱乐用的。
Sometimes it's for entertainment.
那有时候是当职业。
Sometimes it becomes a profession.
但是如果有迷信的成分在内，或者有信仰，任何一个信仰包括在内，这个本身就有问题。
If there is any superstition or any way that's related to our faith, then that's not right.
但是纯粹就是技巧上做到让人看不出，你后面有什么东西哈，那个这是技巧的表演，这应该是没有关系。So
if it's purely a slip of your hand and it's just a trick, so people don't know exactly what you're doing and just for fun, and it should be okay.
但是一个问题就是说，不要让这个世界上的这一些娱乐超过神。The
only principle we have to remember is so do not let these entertainment of the world to surpass the position of God in our lives.
想要学变魔术，超过想要亲近神。Do
not have the desire to learn how to do magic more than your desire to be drawn closer to God.
这个有没有什么问题？
Is there any question?
可以提出来。
If you any question about this answer, you can bring it up.
那下面。
Next question.
Yeah.
Is
it bad to go to like Magic Shows? There's this place in Hollywood called Magic Castle.
Is it bad to go to Magic Castle? 去看的。
观赏。 第一个，如果纯粹是娱乐，应该没有关系。
First of all, if it's purely entertainment, it should be okay.
但是
，But
我们是指着说那个魔术本身没有邪灵、没有异端、没有迷信搞在一起的。
What I'm referring to, if this magic, the performance has nothing to do with evil spirit or any sorcery or nothing like that.
或者说色情的。
or any has a, some sexual content in it.
那也应该是可以。
That should be okay.
但是就是不要把那个那个只是一时的娱乐而已。
Just remember that's a temporary entertainment. Next question. What is the Bible's take on using mind game and not being straightforward with people?
好，这是两个问题啊。
Yeah.
好 ，OK。这个啊，在主耶稣登山宝训里面哦，有一个所谓的黄金律，大家找找看哪一条。
In the Beatitude, there is a golden rule. Do you know where that is? What is that?What is the golden rule in the Beatitude? Chapter 7. Can you find it? Or Sermon on the Mount? Chapter 7, verse 12.Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
你要人怎么待你，你要怎么这样去待别人。
However you want people to treat you, that's how you treat them.
如果我们要别人不要用这个 mind game 来对待我们，我们也不应该用这样来对待人。
If you don't like people to play mind games on you, then we should not do so to them.
那如果有人用这个所谓心理战术啊，这一种来对待我们，有时候也是反映可能我们是用这样在对人。
Sometimes people may play psychological warfare on you, and sometimes naturally will respond with the same tactic.
那这样有什么不对呢
？Is there anything wrong for doing that？
圣经说要用爱心说诚实话。
The Bible says we should speak the truth in love.
你想想看哦，夫妻是最亲的。
You can think about it. Spouses are the closest.
所以圣经说夫妻赤身肉体并不羞耻。
That's why the Bible says that Adam and Eve were naked, but they were not ashamed.
就是表示没有隐藏。
That means they don't hide anything between them.
你内心有什么秘密，甚至有什么负面的，让队友。配偶知道都不会觉得羞耻。
Whatever secrets or faults you have, you will not feel ashamed to tell your spouse.
因为爱就是接纳跟包容。
Because love means to accept and to accept one another.
所以我们如果有主的爱在内心呢
，So you have the love of Christ in us.
我们就会接纳这个人，包括他的软弱缺点。
Then we will accept that person, including this person's weaknesses.
然后帮助他进步。
And will help them to improve.
所以在这个神的爱之下，我们大家可以很坦然的，
so,
很诚实的。
Under the love of Christ, we can all be truthful to one another.
那在社会上不能这样，因为社会没有爱。
Of course, it's different in the society because there is no love in the society.
所以主耶稣才说你要灵巧如蛇。
That's why Jesus told us that we need to be wise and crafty like the serpent.
因为我们好像狼进入 羊群进入狼群
we are just like lambs going into amongst the wolves
如果没有灵巧就被吃掉了
if you're not careful then you'll be swallowed alive
但是要驯良像鸽子
but then we have to be gentle like doves
如果像蛇蛇里面有毒了
if we are like serpents they have poisons
不好了
that's not good
就变成灵巧不然就会变成诡诈
To be wise does not mean to be tricky.
但是所以也需要驯良。
So we need to be gentle.
驯良，innocent.
Innocent like doves.
里面没有恶。
There is no deceitfulness.
所以我们在社会上存活要灵巧，但是不能有恶在里面。
To survive the society, we need to be wise, but not to be deceitful.
主耶稣就是这样。
That's how Jesus was.
所以在主的爱里面，在教会里面，不应该有这种有 mind game 心理战术这样。
So within the church, under Christ, we should not play mind games.
那我们才能够用, 很坦然的大家一起团契。
Then we can fellowship with true honesty.
那教会才会成为一家人。
Then the church will be like a family.
那如果我们来到教会, 每个人都在防卫其他人。
If we come to church and we are always protecting ourselves and from others,
这个教会很难合一啊,
then this church will not be truly one.
因为还没有在基督的爱里面,
because the church is not truly under the love of Christ.
教会不是社会,
the church is not like a society.
教会是神的家,
church is God's family.
是神所充满的,
it's where He dwells.
所以, 我们可以灵巧, 但是, 不要, 不要用这个 mind game。
We should be wise, but don't use mind games.
这个也没有什么问题。
Any question about this?
好，那下面一个。
Next question. Would you recommend playing social games such as Mafia, Resistance, that requires you to lie in order not to lose?
一种玩游戏可是要骗人，最好不要。It's best not to。比方说那个青少年在玩那个游戏啊，昨天我杀了两个警察，其实你们一个也没有杀到。
There's, for example, there's a game that kids will lie, say, oh, yesterday I killed two cops, but actually they didn't do it.
但是你在那个游戏上真的在杀两个警察，那个本身就是一种暴力的倾向的一个游戏。
But the game itself is very violent, but involves you pretend that you killed two cops. So in principle, this is not good.
所以为什么现在常常看到人拿真的枪到这个学校到mall里面去打人呢?
Why do we see in the society there are people who take guns and shoot innocent people in the mall or at school?
有很多就是跟电影的情节跟这些game有关系。
A lot of them has to do with the movies or the video games.
凡事都可行。
Everything is allowable.
但是不一定都对自己有益处。
But it's not always profitable to us.
凡事都可行, 但不一定对人有造就。
Everything is allowable, but not everything is edifying.
凡事都可行, 但不都容耀神。
Everything is permitted, but not everything glorifies God.
所以如果你说, 哎, 翻圣经给我, social game 在哪里写, 不可以做, 我找不到。
If you ask, can you flip the Bible and tell me where does it say it's not right to do social games, I cannot find it. But these three principles give us as a standard as our judgment.
对自己有益处, 能够造就人, 能够荣耀神,
this benefits ourselves, edifies others, and glorifies God. Then that is okay for you to do.
哎,
any other question or problem with this?
没有，就下一个。
And next question. If a church has internal problem via conflicts among members, how can they start evangelical work when they don't really have one? What should focus first in solving the problem?
这里说教会如果内部有问题，怎么去传福音呢？ 这个哦。
Oftentimes, if we just flip it around, then there will be no problem.
大家都努力去传福音就没有问题。If
everybody strives to evangelize, then there will be no conflict.
为什么？
Why?
因为你很努力去传，那个注意力就在慕道者啊，我怎么去跟进，怎么去载他来聚会，怎么来帮助他，怎么有就没有那个其他的精神跟体力去管别人怎样。
Because once you put your energy and focus on how to bring this person over and how to follow up with so-and-so, then all your energy is spent on winning the soul and you will not focus less on the people in the church.
而且我们可以在服侍神的工作上建立我们属灵的这一种，这个是属灵的关系。
Also, when we are striving to serve, then we can actually can gain the strength among the workers in spiritually.
这个去年三月在Irvine开这个WDC。
March of last year in Irvine, we had a WDC.
开完之后，每个人都很喜乐。
after the meeting, everybody was very joyful.
那真的很奇妙。
That was very amazing.
他们都在上班了，都有全时间的工作。
All the members and workers, they were full-time, they have full-time jobs.
那就在服务室当中，我发现那些青年啊，本身之间的关系越来越亲近。
And we witnessed how the youth among themselves, their relationship got closer and closer while they served.
然后在准备过程当中，那个负责一个工人告诉他们，你就是用心去做，这样就对了。
One of the, while they were in preparation for the event, one worker told all the people that you just use your heart and that's all you need.
所以这次每一次每一个来的人都感觉到很温暖。
That's why everyone who came to the meeting felt very warm.
为什么？
Why?
因为那些人用心去，而不是说啊，这是一个交代，我就把它做完，能够交代这样就好了。
Because everyone put forth their best, and they did not feel like, oh, I'm just fulfilling my duty. That's all.
所以这个教会，我们如果大家用心去传福音，去服事神，你会发现教会很多问题就没有了。
So if each one of us can really put forth our all in serving in bringing truth seekers, then all the problems among ourselves will be resolved.
另外一个就是我们看以弗所书第四章。
Another one is let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4.
从第二节跟第三节。
Verses 2 and 3, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这里说凡事要谦虚温柔忍耐。
Here it says, in all things with lowliness, gentleness, and long-suffering.
这个谦虚就是看别人比我们强。
To be in lowliness, that means we see others as better than ourselves.
那温柔就是谦卑的表现。
Gentleness is a reflection of being humble.
那忍耐就是我跟我们自己意思不一样的要稍微用耐性去接纳。
Long suffering is when we deal with people who are different than us, we have patience with them.
用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
Bearing with one another in love and endeavoring to keep the unity in peace.
所以教会如果推行团契。
So if a church promotes fellowships.
这个教会信徒的牧养工作就会越来越好，大家越来越和睦。
And the church will see the work of pastoring will be improving.
因为大家坦然沟通之后，很多的误会都没有。
Because when everyone can communicate in honesty, a lot of misunderstandings will go away.
很多的误会就是因为没有沟通。
Misunderstanding comes when there are no communication.
所以这种团契交通在神的道理下互相来交通，在圣灵里互相来祷告会使很多教会的问题到最后都没有问题。
So fellowships and the communication among members and also encouragement in prayers, a lot of church find that their problems all disappear.
有没有什么问题？
Any other question regarding this?
圣经说在基督里一切都是变成新的。
In the Bible says that in Christ, all things has become new.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed, all has become new.
什么叫在基督里？
What does it mean to be in Christ?
在基督的爱里面。
That means to under the love of Christ.
在基督的道理里面。
To be in the truth of Christ.
用基督的道来引导我们的说话、行事、为人。
We use the love of Christ to guide our speech and our daily actions.
在基督的灵里面。
And in the spirit of Christ.
一切都是新的。
Everything has become new.
所以如果我们信徒之间的关系一直都没有办法弄好，很可能是我们跟神的关系有问题。
If our relationship with certain members has not improved and constantly have problem, that means possibly that our relationship with God may be troublesome.
因为我们没有行道。
Because we have not do what the Bible said.
所以人跟人的关系就不好。
then that can result in a poor relationship with others.
那我们如果行道关系就好，那行道我们跟神的关系就好。
If we practice what we believe, then our relationship with God and humans will improve.
好，啊，下面一个问题。
Next question. Next question. What would be the recommended top 3 to 5 criteria when looking for a job? Location, hours work, money, past employee history. Can you put them in order?
啊，什么是最好的工作啊？
他们的工作的选择，他们就是这些的。
Yeah, 选择工作的这个条件，
条件，
要用什么条件来选择工作？
Yeah, so what kind of criteria we should use in choosing our job?
我们一般用什么条件选择？
What do people normally use as criteria?
第一个，我们为什么要工作？
First of all, why do we work?
生活嘛，哦，所以
to live.
主耶稣说，哦，我今日的饮食今天赐给我们。
The Lord says to give us our daily bread.
那怎么赐给我们？
How does He provide us?
就是工作。
And that is through our work.
哦，对，神给我们有一个工作，所以你生活就没有缺欠。
God gives us a job, then we will not be lacking in our daily, daily needs.
所以找工作第一个也是最重要一个条件。
So when we are looking for job, the first criteria and that is the most important criteria.
就是我做这个工作，经过三年、五年、十年之后，对我的信仰会有什么影响
？Is that is if I take this job after 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years, what effect does it have to my spiritual life?
如果这个工作一切都很理想，但是太忙了，这样灵性一直走下坡，就是。到最后退休的时候，已经不信了。哇，这个不是好工作。
If all aspect of this job is very good, but after I continue to work in this company and I may end up losing my faith, then that's not a good job.
因为我们最后是要得救啊，你工作也不是永久的，你做了工作几十年，到最后不能得救，这个划不来。
Because in the end, we need to be saved. If we continue to just do your job and then you lose your salvation, then that's useless.
第二个。
Second.
身体是本钱啊。
Your body is your inheritance.
如果我们这个工作一切都很好，但是做了三年五年之后，你天天生病啊，这个划不来啊。
If all aspects of the job is good, but then after you work at this job for extended time, you lose your health, then that's not good.
所以有的人说，美国人就是年轻的时候拼命赚钱，到年纪大的时候用赚来的钱去调养身体。
So there is a saying that in America, people work very hard when you're young, but then when you're old, you use all the money that you earn to treat all the illnesses that you accumulated through your working years.
所以第二个考虑就是会不会影响我们的健康。
The second criteria is does this job affect my health?
第三个考虑。
Then third criteria.
会不会影响我们的家庭
？Does it affect my family?
特别如果夫妻两个上班。
Especially when both spouses are working.
一定要有一个人或者两个合起来，能够把家庭的责任照顾得很好。
The either one of the spouse or combining with both spouses that they are able to take care of their family.
但如果我们工作这个一切都很理想，但是到最后没有时间教孩子、养孩子，孩子变坏了，这个工作也不好。
If every aspect of the job is good, but then in the end you have no time to care for your children or educate them, then they end up to go astray, then that's not a good job either.
所以第一个对信仰的影响。
So first criteria.Is effect to our faith.
第二个对健康的影响。
Second is effect to our health.
第三个对这个家庭的影响。
Third is the whether it affects the family.
那这个三个过滤之后。
So after you filter out these three.
那我们再想说薪水多少，升迁的机会多少。
Then you can consider other criteria like the pay and the hours.
但是有很重要就是神是我们的主啊。
But one important reminder is God is our Lord.
如果我们真的追求神的国跟神的义啊。
If we really pursue and after God's kingdom and His righteousness,
神一定会让我们找到一个最适合我们的工作。
God will surely let us and lead us to the best job.
但是这不一定是配最高的工作。
But this may not be the best paying job.
但一定可以让我们的信仰、身体、家庭都能够照顾得到。
But you will surely allow us to take care of our faith, our health, and our family.
啊，有没有
？Any question?
记得啊，活着不是为工作。
We live, that's not, we do not live for our work.
我们工作为着让我们活着。
We work so that we may live.
所以要做选择工作有很多比较重要要抓住才不会迷失。
So when you're choosing a job, you have to hold on to these principles, otherwise you may get lost.
那有的工作需要你搬家到没有教会的地方。
Some jobs require you to move to a place where there is no church.
那现在就有两个可能。
Then there is only two possibilities.
第一个，我们信心很好。
First of all, is when you have a good faith.
我们到哪一边要开拓教会。
Wherever you go, you will become a pioneer to, for a new church.
那我们就去吧。
Then you can go.
哦，所以本来 Denver 也没有信徒啊。
Originally, there was no believers in Denver.
那有一户信徒搬过去。
One family went there.
大家开始去参加。一些活动就去找人，现在已经二十几个了。
And they began to host a lot of events, and now there are more than 20 believers.
所以这样也是可以啊。
So this is one way.
但是如果我们没有那个心呢
？But if you don't have the heart,
我的灵性没有到那里。
Your spirituality is not at that level yet.
最好不要离开教会太远。
It's best that you don't go too far from where there is a church.
我搬到教会很远的地方哦，第一个考验就守安息日。
When you live a place where there is no church or it's far, then the first test is to keep the Sabbath.
越来越松，本来是早上下午，后来早上就是不要了，肉体安息，下午再来。
In the beginning, you may still go to Sabbath, but then in the morning and afternoon, but slowly you will just rest physically in the morning and only come in the afternoon.
如果没有那个信仰，不是很追求，很容易流失。
And if you do not pursue after your spiritual life, it's very easy to get lost.
Okay. Okay.
Is there any question regarding to the answers to the questions? I have some questions from Jason last time. Let me see if I can find it. Number one, does Church's Church have prophecy as referenced in 1 Corinthians 14:1 about the ability to prophesy?
在哥林多前书十四章第一节。
In 1 Corinthians 14:1, let's read. First Corinthians 14:1, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
这里讲更重要，要羡慕做先知讲道。
Here it says especially important that you pursue after prophecy.
什么叫先知？
What does it mean to prophet?
在旧约时代，有很多地方都没有圣经啊。
In the Old Testament, there was no Bible.
那神的旨意怎么传达
？How were they to proclaim God's will?
神借着异象、异梦、启示，让先知知道，那先知就到处去传。
Through visions and dreams, God revealed to these prophets, and they were proclaimed throughout the land.
那到新约时代呢？
Now we are in New Testament.
在保罗那个时代也没有新约圣经。
In the time of Paul, there was really no New Testament book.
所以他们就要祷告，然后神启示他。
They had to pray, and God would reveal to them.
保罗拿的是旧约。
Paul had in hand the Old Testament.
但是圣灵开启， 能够从旧约看到新的解释。
But Holy Spirit would inspire him, and he would be able to explain the Old Testament.
所以因信称义这一句话，他可以写罗马书。
So from the righteous shall be saved, he used this from the Old Testament, and he wrote the book of Romans.
这就是神的启示。
And that is a revelation from God.
这个叫做做先知讲道。
That is to be the prophet and to prophesy.
那现在在我们真耶稣教会啊。
Now we are in True Jesus Church.
这里讲这个做先知讲道，先知是什么
？Here it says to that you may prophesy. What does that mean?
我们祷告被圣灵充满。
When we pray and filled by the Holy Spirit.
努力去查考圣经。
And we earnestly seek after the Bible.
神的话都隐藏在圣经里面。
All the words of God are written in the Bible.
那我们把它讲出来，这个叫做做先知讲道。
And when we speak.His words, then we are prophesying.
所以在我们这个世代，所谓做先知讲道的恩，做先知就是讲道。
So today in modern time, when we say we are the prophet, that means we're speaking the words of God.
所以13章第一节的意思就是这样。
So that is what it means in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1.
而不是说真的祷告在神启示你什么东西，不是这样。
So it is not for you to pray and God will reveal something new.
所有启示就在圣经，圣经是完整的一本书。
All revelations already being proclaimed in the Bible, so everything is here.
因此我们现在的启示就是对圣经更深的认识。
So the revelation we receive is have a deeper understanding of the Bible.
而不是说神现在会再启示一个圣经以外的什么新东西。
It's not to say God will reveal something new aside from what's already in the Bible.
如果谁接受说这个我从神启示出来一些新的东西，圣经没有，这个要很谨慎，这常常不是，是其他灵的工作。
If someone says, "Oh, I have received a revelation from God that's not written in the Bible," we have to be very careful to.
所以圣经是判别一切的启示、意象、异梦的标准。
So the Bible is the standard when we judge any spiritual dreams or visions or revelations.
所以现在做先知就是强调讲道。
So today to be a prophet, that is to proclaim God's word and to preach. Second question, does True Jesus Church have the authority of oil, anointing of oil, as referenced in James 5:14? Let's read James 5, verse 14. James 5, verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
这里讲，如果有生病的，要叫长老来替他抹油祷告。
Here it says, if anybody is sick, you can ask the elder to come and pray and anoint with oil.
这个油有两种解释。
There are two explanations to oil.
这一个是真正的当时的这个油。
One is the actual physical oil.
另外一个就是代表圣灵。
The other is a representation of Holy Spirit.
那为什么叫长老来呢？
Why do you call for the elders?
一般说来啊，当然不是每个。一般说来，既然能够承受这个职分，灵性都比较好。
Generally speaking, if elder is put in that position as an elder, normally they are better in spirituality.
那也常常祷告被圣灵充满，所以祷告比较有功效。
Because they are filled by the Holy Spirit more often, that's why their prayers are more effective.
我们现在解释这个油一般就解释圣灵就是膏油。
Normally, we explain that oil represents the Holy Spirit.
所以我们没有那种用实际的油来抹头，好像以色列百姓当时这样。就不需要做。
So, generally, we do not take that physical oil and anoint the head of people like the time of Israelites.
因为如果这个油哦会弄下去哦，祷告比较有功效，那不是很简单吗？拿一瓶油来，每个人祷告完，十个人按手，等一下每个都要去洗头。
If oil is so powerful, then it will be very easy. We just take this bottle of oil and then just pour on everybody's head and then.But then afterwards, you have to wash your head.
所以这个不是字面上的解释。
So this is not explanation, just purely as from literally.
第三。
Question number three, Do the following two verses contradict each other? John 15:13 and Matthew 10:37.
好，我们现在看约翰十五章十三节。
Let's read John 15 verse 13. John 15 verse 13. Verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Now Matthew 10, 37. Matthew 10 verse 37. He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
这个没有冲突。
There's no contradiction.
在马太十章的三十七节。
In Matthew 10:37.
是说我们不要爱父母过于爱主耶稣。
Here says we should not love our parents more than we love the Lord.
也不要爱儿女过于爱主耶稣。
Nor should we love our children more than the Lord.
这个讲我们还是要爱父母爱儿女啊，只是不要超过爱主耶稣。
This means we still need to love our parents and children, but not to exceed our Lord Jesus.
比方说父母叫我们，哎，安息日不要守，就去补习中文，这个不对。
That means if parents says, oh, we don't have to keep the Sabbath, but to go to this Chinese school, then That's not right.
安息日不要守，去打球，那你将来要申请学校才有这个课外活动的记录。
And if the parents tells you that, don't keep the Sabbath, but go to join the sport so that later on it will look good in your resume, for your application to the college.
那我们听父母的话就去了，我们就是爱父母超过爱主耶稣。
And if we just follow our parents, that means we love our parents more than Lord Jesus.
但是除了这个之外，父母讲的我们还是要听啊。
But aside from these conditions, then we still need to obey our parents.
但是到了约翰的十五章这里哈。
But when we read John 15.
人为朋友舍命啊，人的爱心没有比这个更大。
13. Greater love has no one than this.Than to lay down one's life for his friends.
这一节哈跟十四节有关系的。
This verse is related closely to verse 14.
你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
那主耶稣为我们舍命。
Our Lord Jesus has sacrificed his life.
所以，所有朋友里面呢，主耶稣最爱我们。
Among all our friends, our Lord Jesus loves us the most.
因为他为我们舍命。
Because he gave his life for us.
这两个应该没有冲突，看不出来什么冲突。
Really, I can't see any contradiction between these two verses.
有没有什么问题？
Any question about this?
好，我再一个。
Okay, next question. Luke 16, 19 to 31. The rich man called Abraham father. Verse 24.And Abraham called the rich man son, in verse 25. Does this story imply that we, as Abraham's descendants, could possibly end up in Hades too? Like in verse 23. Let's read Luke. Luke 16.
Yeah, 路加十六章。
Luke chapter 16.Verses 19 to 31.Verse 24. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
这个财主呼叫亚伯兰说，我的主。
Here, the rich man cried out to Abraham as.Father.
英文叫 father, 就是父亲的。中文翻作主，就是说我的祖先，我的祖宗了。
So it translates as my ancestor.
哎呀，所以他就用 father 来取代，他就是他的来源跟他有关系的。
So this, he substituted the word father as his descendant. That means the source, the origin where he came from.
那称作子也是一样，不是真的儿子，好像儿子一样般的亲啊，所以就是这个意思。
So in verse 25, when Abraham replied in son, That means not necessarily his own child, but it just says his descendant, someone who is related to. Because they were all descendants of Abraham. So anyone that's descendant from him, he can call them son. So the last question. Is our salvation absolutely guaranteed in the True Jesus Church? If we have received the correct mode of baptism for washing Holy Communion, Holy Spirit, and observe the Ten Commandments, including Sabbath. How do we receive our salvation, first of all? Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So salvation comes by grace through faith. So in order for us to receive baptism for washing the Holy Communion, these are not a translation of having good deeds. We're actually not worthy, but by faith we received by the grace of God. And after baptism, we have to live a life that's full of the Holy Spirit in prayers.
所以主耶稣说,
That's why Lord Jesus says, truly, truly, I tell you, unless you are born of the water and the Holy Spirit, you shall not enter the kingdom of God.
要进神的国,
so to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be baptized first. That process finishes in about a couple minutes. Second is renewal of the Holy Spirit. And that takes a lifetime.
所以如果我们真的得圣灵，也常常祷告被圣灵充满。
So if we have received Holy Spirit and we are constantly filled by the Holy Spirit, then you should have no problem in receiving your salvation. Because this is grace of God. You have to have confidence.
Yeah.
And this concludes our Q&A.
Yeah.
So the question is, for example, our brother David Gong that was here in the morning, he's already left. I remember he came to seek the truth for a period of time and later was baptized. And after his baptism, he told me that you should no longer call me Mr. Gong, but call me Brother Gong. I truly thank God that this is a very good good way that we should regard one another as a brother and sisters. But then my question is, should we extend that and call each other as out of respect, big brother so-and-so, or my aunt so-and-so, and as relating one another as a family?
第一个哦, 我们弟兄姊妹的关系是因为主耶稣才存在。
First of all, our relationship as brothers and sisters is because of our Lord Jesus. It's because of the Lord Jesus.
所以最合圣经的方法就是称呼弟兄姐妹。
So the most biblical way is to call one another brothers and sisters.
但是教会里面有时候尊敬也是好的。
Sometimes it is okay for us to show respect in the church.
一个十几岁的青年叫一个七八十岁的, 哎, 吴弟兄再见, 有点怪怪的。
For example, a 10-year-old calls an 80-year-old elderly brother, says, oh, brother, who, goodbye. That sounds kind of funny.
这个不只是弟兄, 这个可以当阿公了。
This is not only a brother, but you can call it grandpa.
所以有一点尊敬, 这是好的。
So it is good to show respect.
但是, 不要把世界虚荣带到教会。
But the principle is do not bring the vanity of this world into the church.
哇, 这个是哪里的董事长, 啊, 总经理, 啊, 啊, 老板, 这, 这教会里面不要这样。
In the church, don't introduce so-and-so as, oh, this is the CEO of this company or the boss of this the store. Don't bring that kind of title in the church.
什么教授, 什么 doctor, 什么 PhD, 什么东西都弄进教会来, 这个太复杂。
Or titles such as doctors or PhDs in the church.
因为我们一提高别人，就等于贬低其他的人。Because
once we elevate someone, then we are naturally bringing somebody else down.
而且虽然教会有长老、执事、传道，但是圣经讲得很清楚，这是仆人。Even
though in the church we have elders, pastors, and deacons, but the Bible states very clearly we're all servants.
是为信徒设立的。It's
established for the members.
所以安立之前都讲得很清楚。
Before they are ordained, they are explained very clearly.
但是社会的头衔搬到教会来，没有附带条件呢。
But if we bring the titles of the society into the church, there is no explanation.
所以不要用虚荣的方式在教会来称呼弟兄姐妹。
So do not use the vanity of these titles of the society into the church.
但是有时候对年纪大的尊敬是好的。
But sometimes it is very good for us to show respect to the elder.
但是对外教会怎么称呼呢?
But how do we how we address people who are from another church denomination?
外教会跟我们是同父异母。
The other you have to regard them as having the same father but different mothers.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
Abraham had two sons.
以实玛利。
Ishmael.
跟亚伯拉罕另外一个以撒。
And Isaac.
以撒是正统生的才能够承受产业。
Isaac was born at the right line of lineage, so he could take the inheritance.
那以实玛利不是正统生的，他不能承受产业。
But Ishmael did not come through legitimately, so he could not take the inheritance.
以实玛利跟以撒怎么称呼？
So how did they call each other, Ishmael and Isaac?
你弟兄，那怎么称呼？兄弟啊，如果这样应该可以吧？
So if they call each other brothers, then I think it's okay we call them brothers. So we just have to remember we are brethren of the same father but different mothers. So however you want to address them, that's okay.
Yeah. 可以避免的。所以，我刚刚说要记，要比较灵巧，就请他自己介绍。That's
why we mentioned before that we need to be wise. So sometimes if you want to prevent conflict of not addressing them correctly, then just let them to introduce themselves.
我们今天来了一个朋友，请他自己介绍，那你就不要。We
have a friend that is visiting us today, who's from another church. Just said, then can you introduce yourself?
那我们到这里结束。
So this concludes. I'm praying silence.